writers.
The body of Reuters cameraman Fadil Shana, wrapped in a Palestinian flag, carried through the streets of Gaza City. Fellow journalists marched with his relatives in the funeral procession, bearing his shattered camera and flak jacket on a separate stretcher. Shana's co-workers at the Reuters bureau in Gaza say the 23-year-old cameraman was gentle and popular.
Today is a very black day. Today is a very sad day. We all know that this was the price for Fadil's dedication and bravery.
The final images captured by Shana, an Israeli tank on the horizon in Gaza, a flash as a shell is fired. Doctors who examined Shana's body say he was killed by a spray of metal darts as the shell exploded. X-rays show he was hit in the chest and legs by several projectiles known as flechettes. They're legal but controversial weapons, 3 centimeters or an inch long. Several of the darts were also embedded in the cameraman's flak jacket. It bore a fluorescent press sign, like the vehicle bearing TV and press markings he just stepped from before he was hit. Israel has expressed its sorrow at Shana's death, but there's no word on whether it will launch the investigation demanded by Reuters editor-in-chief David Schlesinger.
We have the horrific film from his own camera. We have now the doctor's examination. All this adds up to a lot of questions for me as to why the tank fired, why the tank fired that particular weapon, why he was in this particular situation. We don't know the answers to this. What we need is a real investigation so that all sides can learn the weapons. We need the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, to learn lessons. News agencies, news organizations, of course, need to learn lessons as well. Anytime you have a tragedy like this, what's really important is for a swift, objective, clear, impartial investigation into exactly what happened.
Schlesinger paid tribute to Fadil Shana as a wonderful cameraman with a great future, the victim of an awful tragedy. Susan Florey, Reuters.